What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with James in Vancouver about this constant, ongoing effort to remove or demonize or get rid of Trump ever since Hillary lost the 2016 election. And you have to wonder, why are they bothering? Because Trump has proven to be such a weak leader that he's basically giving the deep state pretty much everything that they want. And it's hard to imagine that all of this fury and all of this corruption and this whole Russiagate thing is just coming out of Hillary's desire for revenge. But in that rarefied atmosphere at the top of the political world, stranger things have happened.
Right. Okay, so I called it the insurgency. And now what we can do is, and what we're doing right now, is actually launching the counterinsurgency. The counterinsurgency is simply based on the American people exercising their First Amendment, saying what's on their mind.
Yes.
The Second Amendment, the First Amendment, we using our First Amendment will protect our Second Amendment in the long run. What we have to do is we have to talk to people like you, we have to phone people like you, we have to get on platforms, and we have to exercise our First Amendment rights. Maybe President Trump hasn't done everything correctly, okay? I understand that. But the United States of America is, I believe, being destroyed by this insurgency. People are financing this insurgency. And if you remember the Vietnam conflict, the same kind
yes.
of rhetoric was used to demoralize America and the American people. And I refer you to Sun Tzu, The Art of War, who said, take the city intact. And by that he meant, don't waste your armies taking the city. Rather demoralize the population of the city and simply get them to give up or some
yes.
such thing like that, or poison their wells or whatever it takes. But it's dirty tricks. It's not, you know, fighting on a battleground. And I would encourage everybody to remember what happened in Vietnam, how we were gaslighted, how we were bullied. And the Kennedy assassination itself was an act of bullying the people. And there's dark forces that want to take over the country. And I would encourage everyone to exercise their First Amendment rights. And that will be the counterinsurgency. Because we're not hurting anybody by saying what's on our mind. We're not hurting
well,
anybody.
See,
the
coming back from the liberal left, the idea is now that, yes, when you say certain things, you hurt people, you trigger them. And again, that's
that.
Their effort to trick you into, you know, not saying what's really on your mind, not speaking your piece, but to voluntarily
okay.
surrender your First Amendment right.
Yes, I agree with you in that point. But nevertheless, your program... and I've listened to many of these programs. We're talking about common sense here. Okay? Now, no matter how mess around with the truth. Okay, common sense is still common sense. Water flows downhill unless you have a pump to pump it uphill. You're not going to get too far with this green party, this green agenda. That's not going to work. There's people in the government of the United States that are openly committing treason. These are all things that can be talked about, I think. And the
yes,
last caller, I believe
they should be talked
Keith.
About.
The last caller, Keith, of course, he hit it right on the head. Back in 1960, 1961, I was watching TV. I was watching General Motors was number one, and I was watching programs on American TV, and I was living the American dream. And yeah, people around the world were suffering. They were suffering because we were living high on the hog. I get that. Nevertheless, it's the United States of America. And it goes back to the founding fathers, it goes back to the Constitution, and it goes back to the Bill of Rights. And that's what I want to tell the American people today. Thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you very much for that. And yes, it's all about that Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And those are the rules under which we, the people, allow the government to act as custodians of our national sovereignty. Unfortunately, what we have today is so far away from that Jeffersonian dream that I'm sure we could solve the energy crisis by putting a belt around Jefferson's body, because he's got to be spinning in his grave. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go back to the phones to Rob in New Orleans. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. How are you? Nice to talk to you again.
Doing fine.
Yeah, well, I want to welcome you in advance back to the mainland. I'm a former Kama Aina, and there's still a lot here that's very beautiful and still a great place to be, I think. And my topic is race, because I've been listening for a while to your show, and I have to say, the people who call in and to discuss this topic seem just horribly misinformed, and I think they're not having the country stolen from them. They're handing it over through ignorance. And what I mean by that is black people are, let me just, a few historical facts here. Blacks enslaved other blacks in great numbers in Africa.
Yes.
And continue to do that today. By numbers, the greatest number of slaves were held by Indians, East Indians. That's where the largest slavery in numbers actually existed. Tibetans, remember Save Tibet?
Yes.
Tibetans have slavery. Chinese have slavery today. Countries in Africa have slavery today. Black people can be very, very racist. If you ask my opinion, I'm down here in the Deep South. I'm a mixed-race person, so I'm not offended one way or the other. Black people can be just as racist, if not more racist, than white people. I've seen it all my life. They could also be just as more enlightened or just as enlightened and non-racist and accepting. A trick is being played on the public. If you go back to the civil rights era and when they first introduced telling students in great detail about the evils of slavery, remember the image of the guy's back who got whipped, the slave? That
Yes.
was a big icon of that era. And they convinced people that blacks were enslaved because they were black, because whites hated them. That's not true. And the whites, everyone has tried to enslave everyone insofar as they were able or that was convenient. The first group that the whites tried to, the settlers, I should say, tried to enslave were the Native Americans.
Yes.
They would not work. They would not work because they had a culture, a intact culture, where and they could communicate with each other and they could put up resistance. They would have been the slaves if it weren't for that. Other groups they tried to enslave, the Irish, the, you know, every
Yes.
person, not because of their color. They tried it with others first, before blacks. When they got to the blacks, The fact that they could transported them over oceans enabled them to disorient them in such a way that they were able to be enslaved. It wasn't because they hated or disliked them. Now, what happens when you believe something stupid, and you know, I could go to every culture. If you were to show people in great detail what Hawaiians did.
Yes.
Okay. You would be appalled, but that will never be shown because there's not that many books or videos or anything about how terrible Hawaiians were, or I'm not singling anybody out. Each group, especially when we're talking the 19th, 18th century or before, have done terrible, evil things. The Mayans.
Yes.
So the white people even are under this impression, even ones who think that they're combating this whole racist thing, they believe the nonsense probably out of a sense of guilt. They, or maybe they don't particularly like black people, which is fair enough. People don't like fat people. People don't like other white people. Some blacks don't like other blacks. But people get sucked into this thing where they have been tricked, and it's a, I believe it's an agenda. It's being done intentionally. It is every bit as bad as people say who think there's a conspiracy that to overthrow the country. Yeah, and but I would tell these people, you cannot fight a evil takeover with ignorance. By remaining ignorant and fight these people, you will just create violence. That's the definition of violence, trying to fight.
Yes.
While remaining ignorant and not wanting to discover how you wound up in the situation where you could be deceived that way, when a lot of it is your own fault, white people out there, and which I'm included in that. As I said, I'm mixed. I'm not on either side of it. White people's ignorance and not paying attention to what's been going on in the school systems. I mean, you don't have to be a humanities professor to know these things I'm telling you. It's pretty easy to figure out. Look at South Africa today. Once
yes.
you change to a black leadership, you don't get a more enlightened leadership because black people are not more enlightened or kinder, and neither are women. Look at Barack Obama. If you go, I challenge anyone to go and watch on the internet Barack Obama as he tells you about Assad and we must remove Assad. That is evil. He is an evil person. I could tell he's lying. I could tell that he knows he's lying. So when you replace a leader with a black leader, you're not going to get anything better. You're going, or worse, you're going to get the same type of exploitative. Black people have shown that when given power, they will behave exactly like the worst white evil person, and in some cases worse.
Idi Amin.
I'll tell you. Yeah, the black movement, I'm still very much, I love black people, and as I said, you can't lump any group together. I was fishing one day, and a young black guy came up to me and started talking, and he was one of the most intelligent, articulate people I've ever talked to. I was completely humbled, and I have an Ivy League education, and I don't think he's even been to college, and he humbled me with just his intelligence. So I don't lump people together, but there are tendencies.
Okay,
now,
Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Rob?
Yeah.
Okay, where is this all going? I think we need a conclusion to wrap
okay.
up the call.
I would like to wrap it up by saying that in order to solve this, the way race is being used as a lever to destroy the country. People who do not want to are going to have to go back into their education and re-understand things that they think they know so well, but is not taught in the schools, such as the there's books about slave trade in Africa. There's they need to understand that there was a movement against slavery in England, the abolitionists in England. Why is there no abolition of slavery in China by black people today? You know, this is, there, people are allowing themselves to be drawn into a false dichotomy. And from that position, I see nothing but violence and ignorance continuing to flourish. That's my
all right,
conclusion.
Well,
so education.
Thank you very much for the phone call, Rob. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Jim in New York. Jim, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind? Hello, Jim. Okay, we lost Jim. Let's switch over to Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I want to talk about a little research I've just recently done over the past couple of days. And I haven't done this by myself. I've had people helping me. You know, we've been out looking, scanning the internet, looking for anything that we can find to try to get a better idea of these the people who are committing these shootings. And the only criteria that we based this on was any shootings where four or more people died. That was the only criteria.
Yes.
Now, people are going to be shocked by this. Maybe, you know, some people won't, because some people are going to hold on, let me switch hit the mute button on this radio here. There we go. Some people will be shocked by this, some people won't. But here's what we found. So far, just in 2019, just in 2019 alone, just this year alone, so far, we have had, get this, 98 incidents across the country where four or more people were killed in a shootout or a shooting or anything using a firearm where people die. 98 incidents. Now, of this 98 incidents, 75 of them are not white. Now, that's 75, 85, 95. That's 23 of these incidents were done by white people. 60 of them were done by black people.
Yes.
And the remaining were done by either Asians or Hispanics. Now, out of 98, 75 of them are non-white. Why are they making this a white nationalist issue? Because it is the argument that they have been using to try to get the guns. And remember, Joe Biden said, if elected president, he would absolutely be willing to do a gun seizure of any assault-style weapons.
Yep.
The numbers lie,
people. No, white people are definitely being demonized in this country right now. It's like you can't say anything bad about anybody else, but it's open season on the white people, and we do seem to be headed the same direction as South Africa. So, Art, thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein for a little while here. Apparently, Epstein was able to maintain ties to Wall Street both during and after his 13-month work release jail stint in 2008 and 2009. It is only just now that the heat is back on that Wall Street is starting to distance themselves. They may have a feeling that this is going to blow up into being a major scandal and they don't want to be part of it. Over at Victoria's Secret, billionaire Leslie Wexner accused his former money manager, Jeff Epstein, of misappropriating millions of his fortune. The Wall Street Journal reported that Wexner, the billionaire behind Victoria's Secret, issued a statement to members of the Wexner Foundation alleging that more than $46 million of his family's fortune was uncovered after the L Brand CEO decided to cut ties with Epstein in 2007. And the journal reported that Wexner began severing ties with Epstein after allegations emerged involving Epstein's sexual abuse of underage girls. And, of course, we're still waiting for those files to be released. I thought they were supposed to be released yesterday. Okay, there is a movie coming out this fall, maybe. And it's called simply punt. And it's supposed to be a satire. And it's all about privileged vacationers hunting deplorables for sport. And it's ruffling feathers more than a month before its scheduled release after what happened in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. So The Hunt is billed as a satire that follows wealthy thrill seekers taken by private jet to a five-star resort where they embark on a deeply rewarding expedition that involves hunting down and killing designated humans. I would have loved to have heard the elevator pitch on that one, but I certainly have absolutely no desire to see that particular movie. All right, turning to the international news, as you're already aware, the ceasefire that they put together in Syria has already fallen apart. The jihadis are still attacking, and the Syrian military vows to resume operations against the al-Qaeda militants, and they're making fresh gains in the battle for northern Hama. So that has really cranked up. Now, the Pentagon is wading into this little tiff, if you will, between Turkey and northern Syria. Turkey has announced they're planning on invading northern Syria to push the Kurds back from the border. They basically say they want a 20-mile buffer zone. The Pentagon is now saying it will prevent the unacceptable Turkish invasion of northern Syria. So, again, everybody's arming up. There's going to be more fighting. The United Nations is accusing Yemen forces of attacking northerners. And they're expressing concern about the Saudi and UAE-backed government in southern Yemen and its recent treatment of people in the northern part of that country. Now, since the Houthis, who control the north, attacked government military targets last week, there have been growing reports of arbitrary arrests and assaults on northerners in what appear to be revenge attacks on civilians. And the United Nations is concerned. Probably won't do anything about it. Well, apparently, reviving the Skripal affair in order to keep the Russiagate sanctions against Russia, now that Russiagate has fallen apart, has kicked up that whole controversy all over again. And the Russian embassy is out there saying that London is still spreading misinformation and still refusing to share the details or any evidence as to what they found. So the embassy is saying the British continue to invent stories and then pass them off as established facts. Over the Bering Sea, Russian Tu-95 bombers in international airspace were shadowed by U.S. jets, four U.S. fighter jets, and the two bombers were out at sea on Thursday on a 10-hour patrol flight over the neutral waters of the Bering Sea as part of the Ocean Shield 2019 large-scale naval exercise. And the four U.S. warplanes basically came up and flew alongside them. All right, getting back to India and Pakistan, and we already mentioned this earlier in the show, heavy firing reported between the Indian and Pakistani military along the line of control. Pakistan Prime Minister warns of war with India over the Kashmir crackdown. Interestingly enough, Israel's getting involved on the side of India. They apparently sent warplanes in to bomb an Islamist jihadi base. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it, so many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks, and sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're recapping the situation in India and Pakistan. And basically, Pakistan has banned Indian flights from its airspace and raised their alert level. The airspace ban to be fully implemented once any flight presently flying over Pakistan is cleared, which I assume has already happened by now. Pakistan is downgrading their diplomatic relations, and they're suspending all bilateral trade with India. So this is getting very serious. Excuse me, very, very serious. Over in Hong Kong, the protests against Beijing are continuing, and Beijing is admitting that this is the worst crisis since the 1997 handover. And they're trying to figure exactly what's going to go on. Obviously, China wants Hong Kong to be reintegrated back into China, where more and more people in Hong Kong are saying maybe they should just be their own little independent land. So we'll see what happens there. Down in Puerto Rico, a little bit of a speed bump for the incoming governor of Puerto Rico. Basically, Pedro Pierluisi, his swearing in was found by the court to be unconstitutional because he hadn't been confirmed as Secretary of State. Now, the island's legislature was in recess and thus couldn't vote to confirm him. So the line of succession goes next to Vasquez Garced. Boy, that's got to be really frustrating. All righty. Now, this is a very serious breach of international law. The United States apparently seized a cargo ship in the Panama Canal bound for Venezuela. The ship was carrying soy cakes for the production of food. Now, remember, the Panama Canal is no longer U.S. territory in the first place. And seizing a food ship bound for Venezuela after spending most of this year claiming Venezuelans are starving and in need of food aid seems particularly at cross purposes here. But it does look like the promised blockade of Venezuela is now on. So Bolton is out there saying that sanctions will cut off Maduro financially. And basically, as one of our earlier callers mentioned, he's threatening Russia. You know, he's basically out there saying, we say again to Russia, and especially to those who control its finances, do not double down on a bad bet. Amazing. And another article saying that, yes, mercenaries could be employed on behalf of the Venezuela opposition. At some point, the American people are going to look around at all the wars being fought and say, what's going on here? All right, the National Transportation Safety Board has finally released its analysis of the August 21st, 2017 collision between the USS John S. McCain and the tanker Alnick MC. Remember when these were happening and there were all these obvious shills all over the web saying, well, this tanker ship and this cargo ship, they deliberately attacked our warships. The evil people, they attacked us. Well, according to the NTSB, the problem with USS John McCain was insufficient training, inadequate bridge operating procedures, and a lack of operational oversight. So that settles that here. You've probably heard about the black budget. That's the money the government spends where you're not supposed to know where it goes or what they do with it. And apparently right now it stands at $80 billion with a B for 17 different agencies. And again, it's black. There's no oversight. You're not allowed to see what's going in there. All righty. In another day of moves by Navy leaders seeking to revamp the Sea Service's criminal justice system, officials dismissed a war crimes case dogging four SEALs and transferred a prosecutor plagued by misconduct allegations. Now, this case has been dragging on for 2.5 years, and Navy Region Southwest Commander Rear Admiral Beth Bolivar dropped all war crimes charges against the SEALs. And so, hey, it's over and done with. Here's an article. This is out of defensenews.com, and it's basically voicing growing concern about the cost and survivability of U.S. aircraft carriers. And this is coming from the new chief of naval operations, Admiral Michael Gilday, who was confirmed by the Senate last week. And lawmakers made it clear that the cost and growing vulnerability of aircraft carriers to ever faster and evasive missiles will be among the issues he's expected to tackle. Now, the carrier, of course, is the Navy's main force projection tool, and yet it became a punching bag for several lawmakers at Gilday's confirmation hearing, as they alternatively raised the threat posed by Russian and Chinese hypersonic missiles and berated the Navy's future top admiral for the significant delays and cost overruns associated with the new carrier, the Gerald R. Ford. Now, I remember a while back, there was a story where the Joint Chiefs, when they were just getting into this whole war thing, called in one of the Navy's top admirals and said, what is the survivability, what is the expectancy, life expectancy of our carriers if we go to war? And the guy said, 1 week, two if you keep them in the port, which is not what they wanted to hear. But apparently everybody is concerned that, yes, indeed, these highly maneuverable, very fast hypersonic missiles could cut through the defensive screen and take out the carrier. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Fred in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'll explain it here. First of all, I'd like to make a comment that Rob in New Orleans, please call in, and other shows too. Okay, Mike. Hitler,
yes.
Stalin, Pol Pot, and Mao had one thing in common. What do you think that was?
They were much propagandized against by the U.S. government.
Okay. They all believed in Darwinism or evolution. And they were all atheists. They weren't the best.
Actually, no. Hitler was a Christian. Hitler was, in fact, Hitler was Catholic.
No, that's what you're told by, and I hate to use the word the powers that be. He was not.
I was unaware that you'd personally met the man.
Pardon?
I was unaware that you had met him.
Well, did you meet him?
No, but I've seen the magazine covers of the German Christian magazines that featured him on the cover. And let's not forget that concordat that was signed between Germany and the Vatican by Pope Pius XII.
You got it. You got it. I can show you anything I talk about, I can prove. And if I can't prove it, I will tell you that it is my opinion or conjecture on my part. I'm not God. Would you believe that or not, Mike? I don't know it all.
Let me share a little story with you. Do you know where Hitler first saw the swastika?
Probably on a priest robe.
You're close. It was a decorative door motif at the monastery of Lombok, where Hitler sang in the choir as a small boy.
The emblem goes back to the time of Egypt. That's when it was first designed by the occult, by the esoteric people in control, as they are in control today. But
well,
I mean, think you would agree that you wouldn't. Go ahead.
The symbol has meant many things to many people throughout history. To many, it was a sign of good luck. To others, especially if you look at the bent arms there, it was basically to symbolize the warding off of evil. There's even one of the statues of Buddha in China that has that same symbol carved into the stomach.
We're right on. And these symbols, the esoteric, the high up leaders know what they mean. The Goyan, or the proletariat, or the lesser people, they know nothing about these signs. They're being given a different information about them, such as the Masons. 31, 32, and 33, no. Masons in up to the 7th, 8th degree don't know squat. Only the esoteric knows it. And it's the same with all occult societies. And that's an occult society. that is in charge and control of this globe, this earth right now. And as the Christians say that God is in control, yes, the ultimate control is there. But the prince of this world, the occult society, and there is a leader, is control of this world. Would you agree with that or not?
There are a lot of different factions vying for control of the world. I don't agree that there is a single monolithic power in control of it all. I see it as various factions. The financial faction, there may be some people who have occult beliefs who see themselves as contending for control of the world, but I don't think they actually have it just yet. Anyway, Fred, we're getting short on time here. I'm going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thing, you were talking about the history of swastikas. This may come as a surprise to many people, but in the Second Temple, the Jewish Temple in Jerusalem, there were several entrances. One was for the non-priests, for the non-Kohanim, the regular population, and there was an entrance that came, it was like about 100 feet long through the side of the Temple Mount. And it's discussed in the Talmud, and it exists today through archaeological digs. And the motif on the walls of that tunnel is interlocking swastikas. In other words, the end, the tip of each of the four parts of the swastika is interlocked with other swastikas. They're all attached together in one big motif. So for what it's worth, that is actually a fact. That's all I
okay,
want to
well,
say today.
Thank you for that that update and information. Yeah, it's a symbol that has been used by many cultures throughout history, and you know, for different reasons and different meanings. And of course, the Nazis have permanently stained it. So even those people who might like the symbolism of it as a good luck charm, oh, you can't do that, you're a Nazi. All right, we talked the other day about how the CDC has ordered the shutdown of USAMRID, which is the military biological warfare lab at Fort Detrick. And apparently the cause for this, they're concerned about some of these pathogens getting out through the wastewater. Now, they're talking about the BSL-3 and BSL-4 laboratories. And apparently this goes back to 2018, where there was a flood at the Fort Detrick facility, which damaged its steam sterilization plant. Now, that steam sterilization plant was normally where all wastewater from inside the lab went to be basically cooked so that any pathogens that were in it were destroyed. And the plant was offline for months, and the incident resulted in upgraded biosafety procedures. But apparently, the new protocol significantly increased operational complexity, and the CDC inspection found that the new procedures were not being followed consistently. And apparently there was discovery of mechanical problems with the chemical-based decontamination system, as well as leaks inside the lab. But trust us, none of these things got out. You're all perfectly safe here. All right, Raytheon has published a company press release that details how it's going to deploy two prototype high-energy laser weapon systems on military dune buggies. And they're basically going to be used as drone killers. So this is basically an operational test. Let's talk about the economic news here. Tensions are still building with China over the trade war. China has said it's prepared to fight if necessary, and it has one really huge weapon up its sleeve. Now, it's already gone nuclear with the cutting off of all purchases of American agricultural produce, and turning to Russia for that. And even if Trump kisses and makes nice with China, I don't think they'll be coming back anytime soon, and it's going to destroy a lot of American farms. But the biggest weapon China has is it's the American government's biggest creditor. they are holding some $1.1 trillion with a T in U.S. treasuries. And all they have to do is dump those, or even just a big chunk of them, and they could trigger a panic in the bond markets. Okay, the Baltic Exchange Dry Index is down 2.25%. I know the stock market did okay today, but we know that's being manipulated. The Baltic Dry Index tells us how much raw material is being shipped from manufacturing. If it's down, then manufacturing is down. We're also hearing that the volume of rail traffic in the United States is also down. That's another significant real-world indicator. Meanwhile, time to take another break for commercials. Back with one more phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take another phone call. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, I was just thinking that if you consider this conflict between India and Pakistan, along with the circumstances of the founding of Pakistan in 1947, it sort of goes to show that land for peace to state solutions don't necessarily work.
Well, there are a lot of other factors here. In this case, it was this disputed area of Kashmir, just like we're seeing the tensions build up over the disputed islands of the South China Sea. And now there's another one that's the Kuril Islands. Now they're heating up over the dispute there.
Right, right. But, I mean, the India-Pakistan thing, I mean, you know, they drew a line and they said Muslims on one side, Indian and Hindus on the other, and it was supposed to solve the problem. And, you know, it's very analogous to the Palestinian problem, just where there's a specific area of real estate, just like, you know, and we'd see the same thing. I'm relatively sure we'll see the same thing about drawing borders if they attempt a two-state solution, you know, with Palestine and Israel. But anyway,
I'm not entirely sure that that's accurate. And again, if you go back and study the history of the Kashmir region, Kashmir was always in flux. Now, if there's a two-state solution between Israel and Palestine, there's going to be a hard line drawn. This will be Israel. This will be Palestine. And as long as Palestine is allowed its sovereignty and the freedom to engage in commerce, I don't think there's going to be a big problem. The issue over the Kashmir region is that both Pakistan and India claim it. Now, that would be analogous to trying a two-state solution between Israel and Palestine, with both of them claiming, for example, East Jerusalem.
Right. It's a shame that they didn't tie off that loose end in 47 when Pakistan was founded. And even then, thousands and thousands of people died throughout the transition and all that. So, yeah, I mean,
it was a very horrible situation. And then, of course, Pakistan wasn't able to hold themselves together, and that whole eastern section broke off to become Bangladesh.
Right, exactly. All righty. Thank you, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're not going to take any more calls because we're at the end of the show here. Walgreens is going to close 200 stores here in the United States in what they're describing as reviewing their U.S. footprint. And apparently they're also paring back their locations in Great Britain. So it's another indicator the economy is slowing down. White House is going to unveil a rule banning agencies from doing businesses with Huawei. And so that little tiff is still going on. Okay, Mike in the control room is saying Pizza Hut is closing 500 locations. Oh, well, boy, that's a telling sign right there. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to get more packing done for the move. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you, that little tidbit about Pizza Hut being one of them. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to RBN. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back here tomorrow with lovely Lady Claire, and Aloha America.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.